master, Ikorodu oga, omo afeleja, omo asalejeje, bi eni owo biriri, bi ogun bi ogbon, aya won be nile, Ikorodu oga radio, oga na
It's here at last. It's the next big thing in town. It's Ikorodu Oga Radio, a social media and community radio platform like no other. For the best of programming, community news, quality music and entertainment, we are the best. We are ahead of others, always ahead. Listen to us via www.ikoroduradio.com. Ikorodu Radio, always on top.
Top of the moment Africa, top of the moment Nigeria, top of the moment Lagos, top of the moment Ikorodu Imota. Igbogbo, Ipakodo, Owutu, Ijede. Wherever you are listening to us from, you're welcome to Ikorodu Oga Radio, your number one online community radio. You know how we say it. We say Ogani Master. When you have it, you flaunt it. And that's exactly what we are doing. My name is Omoba Adepeju Akinyemi. And it's my pleasure to welcome you to another edition of Ikorodu Division Icon on your number one online community radio, Ikorodu Oga Radio. Before I unveil who my Ikorodu icon of today is, you can join this conversation, this discussion and interview on social media handles: Twitter at Ikorodu Oga Radio, Facebook at Ikorodu Oga Radio, Instagram at Ikorodu Oga Radio. You can listen to us at www.ikoroduradio.com or download a mobile app from Google Play Store to listen to us on your mobile device and on your phone. On Ikorodu Division Icon for today, I have a very distinguished Ikorodu indigene. He qualifies for the Oga, you know, Ogaism in Ikorodu by all standards. And who is this person? I don't want to continue to hold you in suspense. It is my pleasure to welcome to Ikorodu Oga Radio Studio Ikorodu Division Icon for today, Honorable Baba Jimmy Adegoke Benson. You all call him JB. Honorable JB, you are welcome to Ikorodu Oga.
Thank you very much, Pedro. I'm very happy to be here.
I must say, for the benefit of our listeners, that it's a very great pleasure to have you here. We really appreciate your ability to squeeze out time out of no time, you know, to attend to this interview. We want to say thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much.
So, Honorable Jimmy Benson is our Ikorodu Division icon today. Can you tell us, sir, who is Baba Jimmy Benson? Most people know you as JB. Some people call you James Bond. So who are you?
I'm Baba Jimmy Benson. I was born 44 years ago in Lagos. I attended Mainland Preparatory School in Surulere. Thereafter, I attended the Command Day Secondary School in Ikeja. I'm also a Lasuite. I went to Lasu. I studied law. Unfortunately, I was one of the generation that we used to have strikes.
Oh, yeah.
So rather than spend 4 years, I think I spent about 7 years.
Wow.
Not that I repeated, but because of the crisis, we used to fight for June 12,
yeah, exactly.
Fight for SAP, fight for those things. So we're very radical in nature. So after Lasu, I worked with my uncle, Bill Benson, SAN. Thereafter, went to do my master's in international and comparative business law in London Guildhall University. After that, I worked with the UN for a year. I worked in the General Legal Department in New York. I worked with a law firm in the UK called Freshfields. The way I came back was a bit funny. I saw this guy called Tony Subai.
Okay.
When I was in Freshfields, and he said to me, "Jimmy, what are you doing here?" I said, "Oh, I'm in London. I work in Freshfields." Freshfields was top 5 solicitors firm
in
the UK. So he said, "What are you doing here? Better go back to Nigeria." I'm like, "Nigeria? But I'm here. I'm in an excellent law firm." He asked me a question. He said, "Jimmy, are you going to be a principal? That is a partner in the firm?" I said, "No, because I'm black." He said, "Jimmy, you got so much potential. Go back to Nigeria."
So where that you can explore.
That got me thinking for a while. I think maybe a month or two after.
You left.
I left.
Wow.
moved to Nigeria. I got employed in Banwa and Godalo, top five law firm in Nigeria.
Okay.
I was earning 40,000 naira a month. Mm. So that was 40 times 12. That's 480,000 per annum. Yes. Mm. So about 3 months later, I got headhunted by a bank. And that was Ecobank.
Okay.
And Ecobank's offer was irresistible. They offered me 2.5 million.
Wow, per annum.
Per annum. So I moved from 480,000 to 2.5 per annum. Now, in the history of that law firm, I spent the shortest time because it's the most sought after
law firm.
So, but I had to move because in that December, I was supposed to get married to my darling wife, you know. So 40,000 a month
to run a family,
you know. So so that truncated my plan to be a barrister and to be going to court. So I now became a corporate
lawyer,
commercial lawyer. So I think I spent about 2.5 years in that with that bank. Then another bank came, Lead Bank PLC.
And so what always gets the banks attracted to you?
No, I always say the grace of God. It's not me. And it was the grace of God. So the Lead Bank offered me something crazy. I can't even tell you what the salary package was back then in 2001.
Wow.
You know, so it was fantastic offer. So I took it up. Then I worked there for about 6-7 months. In between that, my dad passed away, you know, so I struggled a little bit, but eventually, the March of 2004, I got a call that Asiwaju Ahmed Bola Tinubu wanted to see me, you know. So my friend was the company secretary legal advisor of Ibile Holdings, which was the investment arm of the Lagos State Government. So I was supposed to take over. They asked him to recommend somebody, Lagosian. So I was recommended. So I sat with Asiwaju for, it was supposed to be a 10-minute meeting. So I think it ended up, we spent about an hour and a half.
Wow.
So at the end of the day,
I think at this point, Honorable, permit me to cut you. We need to quickly pay bills. And then when we are back, you tell us what you and Asiwaju discussed for that long that made a 10-minute meeting to extend to over an hour. Please stay with us. We'll be back.
Heart is filled with songs of praise. You gave me hope, you made a way. Now I long to live in your presence for all of my days. My soul sings, my spirit shouts. Soul. Lord, I give you my whole heart, mi corazón. Amazing grace has rescued me. Paid the price, you set me free. I will sing your praises forever, my Savior and King.
of Ikorodu town, down to the nooks and interiors of Igbogbobayeku, Ebute, Ipakodo, Ijeje, Imota, Isiu.
Ikorodu Oga Radio is bringing you authentic community news, informative personality interviews, and culturally inspired rich entertainment shows.
We are the voice of Ikorodu Division's growing population of over 2 million residents. We believe that a community without a vibrant media voice is a voiceless community.
Therefore, we are not just giving a voice to Ikorodu, we are the voice that must and should be listened to, home and abroad.
With the much anticipated 4th Mainland Bridge and the recent launch of the BRT service, as well as the proposed 8-lane Ikorodu Epe Expressway, Ikorodu is fast becoming the hub of Lagos megacity.
We have a formidable team of young, creative, intelligent, and innovative broadcasters that will make you stay glued to us anytime, any day, anywhere.
Whenever the issue is about Ikorodu Division, Ikorodu people, culture, business, politics, and events, there is only one direction to look. It is Ikorodu Oga Radio.
Listen to us online via www.ikoroduradio.com or download our mobile app from Google Play Store to listen to us on your phone and any other mobile device.
Whichever one you choose, we've got you covered. Ikorodu Oga Radio.
Oga ni master.
Yeah, you're welcome back. We still have with us in the studio Honorable Baba Jimmy Adegoke Benson, member representing Ikorodu Federal Constituency in the House of Representatives. He is our Ikorodu Division icon on today's show. So you were talking to us about your first meeting with Ashu Ajibola Tinubu in 2014.
No.
Sorry, 2004.
Yeah.
And a meeting of 10 minutes extending beyond.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he basically asked me the same question you're asking me. So, and I told him in a very honest manner. So then we talked about the UN. We talked about, I used to write a lot then. So I wrote an article called Yoruba Rumi. You know, so we're talking about it, you know, about the article I wrote then. So he got very fascinated, and he did something remarkable again. He saw me to the car.
Yeah.
You know, so his ADC, after I left him, his ADC called me and said, "Ah,
who are you,
Oga? Yes, yeah, what's going on? That Oga saw you to the car. That never happened." But he now said something that was extremely profound that Ashiwaju during the escorting. He said, "I'm not going to send you to Ebile. I have a bigger responsibility for you. You are going to go to LSDPC and go and resume within 48 hours." I was startled because my friend's dads, a lot of my friends, dads used to work there. So I was now going to go there and be the number two person.
Okay.
You know, then relatively, I had the experience, I had the capacity and the capability, no doubt. But it was a big man job.
I
saw it as a 60-something-year-old person's job. So that tells you a lot about Jagaban. He wasn't afraid to throw me into the deep water. So I spent about 11 years or 12 years in LSDPC. And as a matter of fact, I'm still the youngest ever coming secretary, even till date. I was the youngest 12 years ago. Till date, I'm still the youngest. Wow. So
interesting. I think that deserves a round of applause for Honorable Baba Jimmy Benson. If we allow you, I'm sure for now you continue to tell us about your growing up. But any fond memory of your growing up years, or a particular memorable event that you like to talk about?
Yeah, I remember growing up, we used to live in Surulere, and every Christmas we would come and spend Christmas holiday in Ikorodu. Ayeloja.
Okay.
My grandfather's house. Mm. So remember Nosiru used to come and play.
Nosiru Atuon,
yes. Then when he passed away, his son
used
to play. So I have fond memories of that. Then we used to walk around to Ejino and Solomade and Co. Yeah, so those were very, very fond and indelible memories in my head.
So now, if I may take you back to the intro, you spoke about a very flourishing and promising legal career. What is responsible for your decision to truncate that flourishing and promising career to venture into the, like we say in Nigeria, murky waters of politics?
Very, very, very good question. Funny enough, when Ashiwa, you asked me to go and pick up my letter, I thought I was just going to walk in and pick up a letter. Then I met a very stern, hard-faced chief of staff in the person of Fashola.
Then chief of staff.
Who started asking me these same questions you were asking me. You know, in the back of my mind, they said, go and pick up your letter. I didn't expect somebody
that
to,
you were going to
question. So he asked the same question. And I said to him that, I said to add value. And I said to him, the same way you left the law firm of, he was in a law firm. I remember later.
Okay.
So the same way you left that law firm to come into the Lagos State government and you're adding value. So he was happy. Immediately he said, go and take your letter, silly boy. So we laughed over it. But let me go back to the real reason why
you left
public
that.
Service.
Yeah.
I grew up into a very political family. The late Tos Benson was my great uncle, extremely close to my dad. If you ask anybody, they will say even one of the closest people to him. So I grew up knowing men of timber and caliber. I've had dinner with the late sage Obafemi Awolowo.
Okay.
I met Zeke of Africa and a whole lot of northern politicians. So I grew up liking them. And again, in school, I used to score A1s. And the most constant one was government. And I used to like government. I'm a lawyer. And naturally, my natural habitat will definitely be in politics.
Yeah.
Most lawyers have
do
a passion
well
for politics. If you look at Obama, look at Cameron, and so on and so forth. So it's a natural habitat for me. So I know that if you excel in whatever you do, favor, goodwill will follow you.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm in politics.
Okay. Now, some people will say it's the money. Some people will say it's the power. For you, what exactly is it?
It's, during my campaign period, I always say that adding, making people smile, putting smile on the faces of people is something that I have a passion for. I remember my dad. We to live in Sule. When we get past Ojolegba, he will stop and bring out all the money in his pocket and give to beggars.
At Ojolegba.
Yes, and that grew in me that I had to be selfless, I had to take care of the next man. And I also implore everybody that whatever you have and you're with your kids, make sure you show that you're extremely benevolent, because your kids will grow up with
to pick the
generosity.
You use a word that struck me. You said that I should be benevolent to the next man. You didn't say the less privileged.
Yeah.
Who in this context is the next man?
The next man means is a metaphor for the underprivileged, the vulnerable, the widowers. Less privileged and vulnerable generally, yes. Yeah, so
thank you very much, Honorable Baba Jimmy Benson. Now let's talk about your brand, JB. 2014, preceding the 2015 electioneering campaign, we started reading who is JB, who is JB, who is JB, and then later the masquerade, you know, that was covered or was unveiled as Honorable Baba Jimmy Benson. What is the idea behind your brand, JB I Care? JB IKEA? What's the idea behind it?
JB stands for many things.
Okay.
First of which they say is James Bond. I always like to use James Bond to describe a whole lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
James Bond is a man that is always on a mission. And when he goes on that mission, he's always successful. Well, he dresses well. He likes the good things of life. He's an Ashalejeje.
is he from Ikorodu?
Yeah, maybe. He's an Ashalejeje. He drinks the best wine.
Mm.
He completes the job. He gets the job done. He brings people along. He's a team player.
Mm.
He uses his tools very well. Name it. He has many, many good attributes, you know. So I like, and fortunately, I'm JB too. So I said, JB is a good name. And a lot of good brands stand for JB. If you look at Julius Berger,
yeah.
James Brown, and Jagabam Bogu, you know. So JB. Then the IKEA, I is not Ikorodu alone.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, Ijede, all the five LCDs, they are all I. So that I care means those places I care
for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right. Okay. So how well have you done representing the interests of Ikorodu in the House of Reps in the last 1.5 years?
Yes, I think we have done the best according to our abilities. We've been able to move very relevant motions.
Mm-hmm.
We've been able to we've been able to introduce many bills, many amendments, and we've fully represented the community or the division to the best of our ability.
Mm-hmm.
And that representation has also been noticed by a whole lot of people. So we get accolades all the time. I get invited I'm always a very shy person, but nowadays I get invited to different things from different parts of Nigeria. As a matter of fact, the other day when I stepped into the chambers, the speaker said, the lawmaker, he called me Baba Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Baba Jimmy, the lawmaker who is also a carpenter. You know, referring to our back to school
project.
Oh, you know,
right.
So
okay.
We thank God we haven't. I mean, Abike Dabiri built a solid foundation that we're riding on.
Okay, so after the House of Reps, where what's your next plan politically?
No, the House of Reps is a place that I've spent just 2 years. I intend, God willing and the constituents willing, to go a second term. So hopefully if that works.
So what if your people impress it on you to step up?
I don't want to step up, because it's in Nigeria, if you look at the American system, the congressmen don't like to step up to be senators. I have my constituency, I'm consolidating, and who says that I cannot aspire to a leadership position in the House of Reps next term? If I go to the Senate now, I'm still going to be a greenhorn, so to speak. So I'd rather wait and consolidate so that I can bring more dividends of democracy to my people.
Honorable Jimmy Benson, we have to quickly pay another bills. And then when we are back, we need to talk about your relationship. The relationship between you and other political office holders from the Ikorodu division. Please, listeners, stay with us. We'll pay these bills and then we'll be back.
Mare soro mi dayo mo dupe hallelujah Edumare soro mi dayo mo wa so pe. Hallelujah. temi o mo dupe. Si lara mi o mo wa sope said that only bada ele da mi e mo bebe o ayo mami la do wa.